School for the Deaf and Dumb. April or May, spring, anyway, sky clear, wind burnishing the sun, making flags pop on the aluminum pole, steadily rising until even the heavy dumpsters behind the cafeteria begin to drift. Their dull bulks gliding along asphalt, top lids clamoring open, half-pint milk cartons and napkins escaping, tiny steel wheels shrieking on the tar. And with them, three kids, brothers, blonde, deaf as stones, running alongside and jumping, keening in their atonal way, hanging half on, half off, as if the crates were boxcars slowing through town, and they themselves intent on leaving, which they were, in fact, though not just then. They jumped back down, wiping grease ketchup off their hands onto their pants. In that wind, their t-shirts flared, their hands and arms flailed out their language, and the hair on their heads jumped like tethered fire. Their brilliance made me squint in student-teacher anxiety. I yelled, imagining the metal lids swung back in braining sweeps, rivets popping into eyes, the ponderous sly force of each dumpster dumb and banal, each making pulp out of a foot or worse there in the light of day, not far from the four square diagrams and the swings. Me on duty, no less. They saw it all, my alarm, mouth wide with broad orders. Who could resist? They made the faces of apes chewing tar in mockery of speech.